Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
I'm chatting with Hugo Pino, Mineral Council Chief Economist. Hugo, appreciate the time today. We had GDP out earlier in the week. It was a horror number. I want to drill into the mining part of it. How was mining doing within GDP data for 2024?
So Simon, thank you for the opportunity. Across several facets, mining underperformed in 2024. So if we look at the GDP, or let's call it the production side of things, we had a marginal increase of 0.3% for the full year 2024. So if one thinks that the overall GDP growth was at 0.6, the mining was, and all of these numbers are, of course, very, very low. But so mining even underperformed that subdued real overall GDP number. But I think where the real concern comes in, and this is not just on mining, but in basically all sectors of the economy, is the investment numbers. So yes, they were particularly poor. So in aggregate terms, real fixed investment contracted by 3.7% in 2024. But if one looks at mining and also sectors like manufacturing and agriculture, but I guess we're speaking about mining here, there in real terms, fixed investment was down by almost 10% in 2024. And if I can perhaps just the final one to touch on is the exploration side. So Stats SA splits overall investment, so the big number in mining, but they also give us a line item on spending in mineral exploration. And this, of course, is crucial because the exploration creates a pipeline for future mining activity. And once again, Simon, that mineral exploration number is sort of stuck at 1.1, 1.2 billion rand in real terms per year. This has been the case for the last 5 years. And that's simply not enough to supply this future mineral production.
And that's the key point. I mean, the low growth in of itself, and to be clear, as you said, you know, 0.6 for the economy is a horror number in of itself. But the low growth is a concern. The capex and the exploration, because of course we're taking the minerals out of the ground. We need to go and find the next generations of minerals to be mining to keep the industry sustainable over the medium to long term.
Exactly, exactly right. And of course, we know that in some subsectors of mining in South Africa, gold being a prime example, we are in a long-term structural decline in the gold sector. And whereas coal is doing fine currently, if we think 10, 15 years into the future, arguably we will not be mining the same amount of coal as we are today. So that means that two bedrocks of the mining sector currently, gold and coal, will not be there to the same extent going forward. So you're 100% right. That's why exploration is so crucial to be unearthing other minerals that we know is there, but we haven't, or we think they are there, but we need to be exploring. And also bear in mind, Simon, this is in a context where we know the global demand for so-called critical minerals or energy transition minerals is going to surge over the next decade and more. So for us to be able to really benefit from that expected increased demand, exploration is top of mind.
It absolutely is. And a lot of the listeners might say, you know, surprised because we had load shedding until, what, mid-late March, and then it disappeared. But my understanding is much of the mining industry has been moving off Eskom onto their own renewables. So really, load shedding, whether it is or isn't, I mean, they would rather there is Eskom power, but it's not the big deal it was maybe 3-4 years ago.
So Simon, mining is interesting because we know about the surge in residential solar installations, especially in 2023, and I guess other sectors, manufacturing, agriculture as well. I think in mining, it's a bit different because the lead times are longer. I mean, here you're literally talking about a little solar plant being put up next to a mine. So that takes about 18 months or so to get those projects up and running. So you're 100% right. They are investing, this mining sector is investing a lot in renewable energy. But I think the real benefit of that we'll only see over time. So I think that perhaps another way to put it is that there is no doubt that the absence of power cuts last year, especially in sectors like gold and the platinum group metals, it was a positive. So the like I say, in the absence of that, the industry would have done even worse. But I think what we're seeing here is that, yes, no load shedding, fantastic news, but there are a myriad of other constraints in the industry. And these are not necessarily just domestic. I mean, certainly the one key domestic one still is on logistics, which is slowly improving, but we need to do a lot more there. But then there are global factors, and certainly in the PGM sector, which is a case of weak global demand, the transition towards electric vehicles and the uncertainty surrounding that has depressed the PGM basket price significantly. And you also see something similar in diamonds, where the global demand supply situation is just working against us. So you almost have to drill down in the subsectors of mining to really appreciate what some of the constraints are.
I take your point on that. And you mentioned logistics or infrastructure improving slowly. There's regulation as well. And if I'm a mining boss and I want to send out someone to do some exploration, or perhaps I want to sort of expand my current operation, I don't know, new shafts, new pits or something like that, I need some long-term certainty. I need something that plays nicely with my business plan. Regulation and logistics at this point are significant red flags in that business plan.
I think certainly if you are in the bulk commodity space, so coal, iron ore, chrome, manganese, which are quite dependent, certainly coal and iron ore, very dependent on logistics from Transnet side. So you are right. I mean, the incentive to be investing currently in those bulk sectors is not there given the current state of logistics. And then certainly, I think on the regulation side, I think it's more a case of we've seen over the last 20 years or so that the goalposts have shifted. You know, we talk about the MPRDA, the Minerals and Petroleum Resource Development Act. So this is a big piece of legislation that governs the mining sector. And every couple of years, we see amendments to that. And those amendments have not always been conducive to investment in the sector. Just out of interest, Simon, we are, as we speak, we are waiting for the publication of the next iteration of the MPRDA, probably in the next couple of months or so. So that would be, I think, an important signal for the sector going forward, the extent to which hopefully we see a more business-friendly policy environment for mining.
Yeah, business-friendly and some certainty, I think, would also go a long way. We'll leave it there. Hugo Pino, Chief Economist, Minerals Council, appreciate the time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.